Painstakingly Human, a kind of guide. Clear takeaways in a practical framework. The core principle is that every layer of friction is also a layer of commitment. When someone has to receive a mail, open it, type in a URL, listen to your voice, they're demonstrating increased interest at every step, and by the time they arrive at your personalized page, you know that they care. Remember Rachel's decorated envelope from episode 1. She created a series of beats, anticipation, visual delight, and then the main event. And that's what we're doing here, but at maybe another scale. So how do you replicate this approach? This is how you might make your version. Number 1, identify what you can give away. What do you make or create that has a physical presence? What costs you little to produce but has real perceived value? And what represents your work authentically? Number 2, choose your recipients carefully. Make a short list, not too many. Research the people enough to know why they specifically would care. Find their postal address, which is often public if it's a business. Choose quality over quantity. This only works if it's genuinely personal. 3, create the physical package, the thing, your book or sample or whatever it is. Add a handwritten element with your signature or maybe a note, and include the URL to their personal page in your message. Number 4, write a brief email saying you're about to receive whatever it is. Keep it short and intriguing. No hard sell, just context. And the idea is to prime them to look out for the package. A tiny bit of expectation, even if you think they probably don't care and won't be all that excited. They can't help having it slightly in their mind. Number 5, build individual web pages. If you can do this, and make each web page have the first name and the last name of the person that you're sending it to for a personal touch. Record a roughly 1 minute voice note for each person, mostly the same, but with a definite personal touch in each message. Add a transcript with links to some of your other work that would be helpful, and include some kind of call to action. Number 6, do this in batches. Don't make it a one-off torture session. Set aside 2 or 3 hours for recording and wrapping and labelling. Put on music, if you like that, to make it pleasurable. And then notice that the friction of what you're doing actually creates a nice rhythm for yourself. Number 7, finally, post it and wait. Send it trackable if you want. Don't follow up immediately. Let the package do its work. And if and when they visit your page, you know that they're genuinely interested. What this approach gives you that LinkedIn direct messages don't is pre-qualified interest. By the time someone contacts you, they're already definitely invested. It's memorable and distinctive. You're the one who sent the thing. It's not just another LinkedIn pitch. This approach proves your humanity. Every element screams that a real person made this for you. It's on your terms, on your turf, because the conversation happens on your website, not stuck away in someone else's platform. And it's actually a pleasure, because creating these kind of packages can be enjoyable. It's quite fun, slightly subversive. Entertained me anyway, unlike grinding out direct messages, which is dreary. What would you adjust for your situation? Well, if you don't have a book, use whatever you do make. You might have samples or a portfolio or a printed case study or a hand-drawn explainer. If you can't find postal addresses, ask or send it to the company's general address with their name prominently on it. If voice notes feel awkward, write a personal letter instead, but include something that proves it's really you. And I think if it feels awkward, that's a good sign. If you're on a budget, even a postcard with a QR code to your personalised page works. But you don't really need a QR code because it's going to have their name on the URL that you're sending out. And if you're not selling services, well, the same approach works for collaborations and partnerships and gallery representation and speaking gigs and all kinds of things where you want to work with someone. The real takeaway is that this isn't about being inefficient for the sake of it. It's about creating a series of small steps in someone's day. Opening an email or post, physical post, hearing your voice, clicking links, and those add up to the start of a relationship. Social media collapses everything into one frictionless moment, but humans don't work that way. We need time and texture and proof that someone actually sees us. So the inefficiency is the point. It says, I spent 2 hours on 10 people, not 2 seconds on 10,000 people. And that changes everything.